Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of men's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Charlie Jones and the Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A men's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School men's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Longhorns men's basketball game. We win at the Ranch.
Mickey, thank you, and a warm welcome and a good evening, everybody. 23-6A district action varsity basketball tonight on GRHS iRadio. As the Taylor Lions make the trip, they come in with an overall record of 17-8. They're tied for the district lead. They lost their first district game last night. They're 4-1 in district, tied with Dawson. And they'll face off with the homestanding Longhorns. Coach Jones and company, they took a tough one on the chin last night to Elsick. They dropped to 2-3 in district, 8-13 overall. They are sitting tied with Elsick in the fourth spot. There are four teams will make the playoffs in district out of district 23-6A. And so tonight, a big one for the Horns to try to get back on track and keep a hold on that tie for fourth. As I mentioned, Elsick laid the wood to the Horns last night. 82-58, I believe, was the final there. And you may be wondering what Chris Elliott is doing on the call for you here tonight. Tom Tarando is over at Lamar. He's calling the district game over there with Terry, the halftime scorer. Lamar on top, 29-25. Preceding this ball game was the JV, and Taylor, A-Leaf Taylor, came back late to inch out a 48-46 victory over the JV Longhorns. So the varsity here again looking to turn those tables around. And Taylor delayed in getting here by an unfortunate auto train accident. Our prayers and thoughts and well wishes with the folks affected by that, as that's a scary situation. And nonetheless, we'll get started a little bit late here. Taylor's come in all red, red shorts, red tanks, white numerals. They've got a somewhat veteran roster, as they have just two sophomores. Everybody else is juniors and seniors. Conversely, Coach Jones has four freshmen to go with a sophomore, so a younger lineup for his team. And we'll see what happens tonight, as we're about 5 minutes away from the opening tip-off. Starting lineups, first for the Taylor Lions, Coach Durnford. He'll have Joe Ogunbanjo, if that name sounds familiar, listening to our football broadcast. He's a defensive stalwart for the Lions there. He'll play on Saturdays more than likely. He's got a lot of interest there. He's joined in the backcourt by Mike Adelabu, the 6'3 junior guard. Up front, Jaden Hugo, 6'2 senior. He's joined by Josh Akpan, the 6'4 senior, and 6'3 freshman Dana Barnes. Again, they lost last night their first district game. They dropped a 4-1 in district play. On the other side of the court, Coach Jones will run out a three-guard, two-forward lineup. Marvis Odia is the starter at guard. Steven Woods, freshman, he'll get a start at guard, as will junior Noah Thomason. McKinley Harris and Chris Johnson will be the forwards. And again, George Ranch with an 8-13 overall record to go along with 2-3 district record. The Lions come in at 17-8 and 4-1. We will take a quick break, and we'll come back with tonight's action right here on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
And we're back with you from Longhorn Court as we're about set for action. As McKinley Harris will do the duties of the opening tip. And let's see who he's going to match up with. That looks like Akpan, Josh Akpan. And we're about underway. Tip is up, and the Longhorns win the tip. And Thomason yo-yos it out top. Taylor opens up in man. Thomason between the legs, still up top. He drops it off to McKinley Harris. He's on the right side. Back to Thomason. Baseline, the lefty gets his shot blocked out of bounds. Good job of closing out by Mike Adelabu. Inbound pass. Horns barely get it in. As stuck in the corner as he's trapped. And now he's able to get it out of there. Shot is up. Trying to draw the charge was Hugo. Shot is no good, and back the other way comes Ogun Banjo. He thinks better of it and brings it back out top. That's Adelabu. He swings it left side to Dana Barnes. Dribble penetration. The man's inside, and Jaden Hugo is up, and he's got the first 2 points of the game for the Lions. Quickly back the other way, Marvis. Odia Yodio's up top. He drops it off right side to Chris Johnson. Johnson, the left-hand dribble to Harris. Harris, man up. He's going to pull up for three. Back iron, no good. Good rebound on the play. And contact made, but no call as Chris Johnson went up for the board and got a one-handed rebound and got knocked to the court. No call, and they end up calling a walk and the first turnover of the ball game. Taylor back the other way. Adelabu drops it off left wing. Now down low. Pump fake, gets his man in the air. And they're going to call a foul. Foul on the play on Marvis Odia. That's his first. The side out for the Lions. Akpan in the corner. That's Adelabu, misses the three, long rebound. Steven Woods collects, and back come the horns. 2-0, Taylor on top. Thomason dribbles, loses control, again no call. And baseline floater on the right side, and Steven Woods has the Longhorns on the scoreboard. And we're tied at 2 apiece. Adelabu up top, drops it off to Ogun Banjo, and he dribbles to his left and contact on the play. Blocking foul, McKinley Harris. His first foul on the night. And substitute, Gallinaris will check in. And checking out is Adelabu. Xavier Gallinaris, the sophomore, one of the very few sophomores, only two on Coach Dernfer's roster. He drops it off right side, dribble penetration, thinks better of it. Cross court to Gallinaris, then back to Akpan. And no good on the field goal attempt. Rebound back the other way, hesitation dribble, and contact on the play. As Noah Thomason went up for it. And foul is going to be on Gallinaris, who just checked in his first on the night, and free throws for Thomason. 2-2 your score, 5:29 remaining in the opening quarter. Thomason, the lefty, first free throw is a little bit strong, back iron and is no good. And he's back to the stripe and strokes the second one, and that too is back iron. Ball's tipped up, an offensive rebound. Marvis collects, and he will reset the offense as he's doing a pick and roll with McKenzie Harris. Now he'll just take it, pops for three, and Drano. And Marvis, he's on the board, and that's a 5-2 Longhorn lead. Gallinaris quickly back the other way, drops it off to Akpan, back to Gallinaris. He's on an extended 1-3-1 zone for Coach Jones. Zach Pan to Gallinaris. He'll drop that off to Ogunbanjo, doing work on the right side. Good defense. Collects his miss. Misses again. The offensive rebound is going to be collected by Thomason. Back the other way quickly, and a dipsy do. Double pump layup by Thomason as he goes coast to coast, and just like that, the Horns have a 5-point lead, 7-2. Gallinaris penetrates. Contact, and that's going to be a foul on Marvis. That's his second early here with 4:22 remaining in the first quarter. Good strong move by Xavier Gallinaris, and he's to the stripe. And Ben Taylor had checked in. I beg your pardon. He's in for Coach Jones. Gallinaris' first free throw is up and is good. As checking back in for Coach Durnford is Adelabu. He is joined by Jason Udalisa, as well as Victor Irahiri. And Gallinaris' second free throw is no good. Rebound is Ben Taylor, and he's got it out on the wing to Thomason. Hesitation dribble, and the lefty goes up to the rack. In and out, no good. Great move by Thomason, just did not finish. And we're going to have out of bounds. As good transition defense by the Horns caused the turnover and the travel. And Taylor showing full court pressure. As McKinley Harris inbounds, it's Thomason. He's trapped in the corner, gets rid of it. That's Woods. Down the middle to Taylor. Contact underneath, and he's fouled. He will shoot two. Ogunbanjo got his money worth as he put a good hit on the sophomore lefty Ben Taylor. And he bounces three times, shoots a free throw. That's up, and that's good. And Big Ben strokes it. Second one, no good. Too strong. Gallinaris back the other way. Checking in for Coach Durnford is Tawan Hunt, number 15. He's in the far corner. He pump fakes, and he will get called for the travel right off the bench. Also checking in for Coach Jones is senior Matthew Berger. Inbounds pass is swatted away. Mike Adelabu swatted away the McKinley Harris attempt. Long ball to Noah. And Noah is going to be fouled on the floor. And that's going to be ticketed to Victor Irahiri, his first on the night. Score still 8-3, Horns on top. 3:41 to go first quarter. Berger will inbounds the ball on the baseline. And he lobs it up top to Noah Thomason. Berger on the left wing. Pump fake. Taylor, baseline jumper, long air ball. Rebound, Hunt. He collects, dishes to Gallinaris, and back the other way come the Lions. Back and forth, Gallinaris inside. He's got Hunt in the corner. Diagonal pass, Adelabu loses it, collected, and missing on the attempt is Jason Udalisa. And out of bounds, possession goes to George Ranch. Checking back in is Zach Pan. He'll for Gallinari's home run to Berger. He collects, and Ogunbanjo blocks it away, but a foul called on the play. As he looked to come over the back from behind, he got all ball, but they're going to call body on the play. And that's Ogunbanjo's second of the night. Berger to the line. First free throw again, back iron, no good. So far early, both teams having some jitters at the free throw line. Berger, two dribbles, strokes the second one, and that one's no good as he fails to crack the scorebook. 1-3-1 zone for the Horns. Left side, Ira Heary up top to Akpan, over to Adelabu. In the corner to Tawan Hunt. Back to Mike Adelabu. Pump fake. Good D by Berger. Trap. Ball's loose and going to be collected by the Horns and back the other way. That's Thomason underneath into the corner. Berger, wide open three, strokes it. Short. Rebound. Adelabu, he goes coast to coast. He misses the rebound. And a combination of Noah Thomas and McKinley Harris unable to collect the rebound. Checking out is Ben Taylor, and back in is starter Chris Johnson. Score holding at 8-3. Inbound pass to the top to Juan Hunt. Two dribbles, spins in the lane. Offensive foul. Good defense. As McKinley Harris had position, and Tawan Hunt is ticketed with his first foul tonight. Trap, full court, stepping on the line. That's going to be another Longhorn turnover as Noah was trapped in that far corner left side. Good defense by the Taylor Lions. Akpan will inbound, and he goes all the way up top. That ball is going to be intercepted. Woods, fast break the other way, dishes off, and Chris Johnson takes the pass and gets the roll on the layup. It's now 10-3, Horns on top. Akpan in the corner, Tawan Hunt, and another travel on Hunt as he is struggling with this near side official who doesn't like the pitter-pat that Mr. Hunt is using when he gets the ball. Chris Johnson inbounds to Noah Thomason. Half-court pressure as Thomason crosses the timeline. Berger in the corner. Good diagonal pass. And a travel on the play. This time it's Stephen Woods on the travel. Both teams with three turnovers unofficially here with 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Adelabu, he's bumped on the floor, they call it. No shot. And that's going to be on Woods, his first foul of the night. Checking back in is Ben Taylor, and out is Woods. Akpan will inbound it on the baseline. Adelabu dribble with the right hand, gets the free hand getting him some room. He's no good on the scoop shot. Berger on the rebound. Back the other way to Harris. He drops it off to Taylor, and the lefty gets it taken away and blocked. And good job by Taylor as he comes back and at least earns a jump ball. Good block on the play by Blessing Adesipe. As he tied up Taylor, ball came loose, and then they regained a jump ball. Gallinaris checks back in. He'll yo-yo it out top. 1-3-1 zone. Back to Gallinaris, top of the key, dribbles. He drops it off, and jumper from Akpan is no good. Rebound, Chris Johnson. Thomason back the other way. The Lions have been stuck on 3 points forever since that Gallinaris free throw. We're under 40 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Thomason, lefty, move, high off the glass, no good. Long rebound is tapped and will remain possession of the Horns. Gallinaris looked like he could have grabbed that loose ball and let it go out of bounds. Guess he thought it was off the Longhorns. 32.3 seconds to go. Berger, inbounds is tipped, and that's going to be a turnover. As tipping it was Akpan and collecting was Adesipe. And the Taylor Lions back the other way. Cross-court pass to Irahiri, and he dribbles it out of bounds. Another turnover. That's number four on the ball game, unofficially for the Lions, as they stay in full court pressure with 17 seconds. Inbound to Thomason, cross to Berger, now two on one, as going up strong and no good, as looking for contact was Harris. He didn't get it. Gallinaris back the other way, 3-2, drops it off, no good. And we have played a quarter, a lot of action, not a lot of points. 10-3 is your score. The Horns on top. Marvis with three, Thomason with two, Chris Johnson with two, Stephen Woods with two, and Ben Taylor with that single free throw. Jaden Hugo got an early bucket for Coach Durnford. He's got two, and Gallinaris with a free throw. And that is all your scoring, folks. Marvis with two fouls, as does Ogun Banjo for Taylor. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with second quarter action right here on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
And back with you from Longhorn Gym. Chris Elliott for GRHS iRadio as we get set to begin quarter number two. Chris Johnson inbounds it, drops it off to Harris. Harris on the dribble night picks it up, drops it back to Johnson, who's underneath, and he's up and in. Chris Johnson gives the Horns a 12-3 lead, or just underway in quarter number two. Adelabu drops it off to Akpan. Back to Adelabu as the Horns have been 1-3-1 zone pretty much the whole way. Long three-pointer for Ogun Banjo. Rebound. That's Dana Barnes as he goes up, and he will shoot two as he is fouled in the act. And that is Noah Thomason picking up his first foul of the night. One dribble around the back, one dribble, free throw is up, and free throw is good for Dana Barnes. We'll see if that's his routine. As you hear all coaches say, make sure you've got a routine, and sure enough, this time two dribbles, around the back, one dribble, free throw is up, free throw is no good. Big time rebound by Chris Johnson. And Noah, cross court, back to Woods, back to Noah. Noah's in trouble, now he escapes. And that's Harris in the corner as he tries to go baseline, gets it blocked away. Ogun Banjo showing his athleticism as he taps it away. Woods, inbounds on the baseline. tipped away again. Same play as before. Ogun Banjo with a head of steam drops it off and up and in. As that's Barnes, as he scored half of the Taylor points. It's 12-6 Horns. Another turnover. They're now up to six. Dropped off to Ogun Banjo. He airballs a layup, and Thomason going up for the rebound, unable to collect. As Adesipe dropped it off, and this inbound is tipped away. Woods back the other way. He's left side. No contact, or contact, no call, rather. No good. We got two Horns on the ground now. And coming up with the two-handed dunk. And a foul. And one as Barnes flushes it on a mini break. Again, two Horns went down on the play. Woods went up strong. Looked like he got bumped. No call on the play. And quickly back the other way was Barnes and Adesipe. And Adesipe dropped it off for Barnes. And from the left side, he two-hand dunked it. I did not see who the foul was called on. Now 12-8 with Barnes looking to collect his sixth point as his free throw is no good. Rebounds tapped away. Harris drops it off to Thomason. And one too many bounces as he collects back to Harris from the elbow. Jumper long. Taylor unable to come up with the rebound. Long rebound to Adesipe. Back the other way is Barnes. He reverse layup and misses. Rebound. Harris back the other way. And he's going to be bumped on the play by Adelabu. And he picks up his first foul of the night. 6:08 to go in the half. A 10-3 first quarter lead is now 12-8 as by virtue of Dana Barnes. The Taylor Lions have made a run here early in quarter number two. Barnes, the junior, 6'3". And long inbounds pass is tipped away. Good pressure defense all night so far for this Taylor team as they have pressured the inbounds play and made the Horns work as checking in is Ira Heary and checking out is Dana Barnes, as Coach Dernfern maybe giving Barnes a rest as he's provided the entire offensive spark. Inbound to Berger. He tries to go off the glass. Too strong. No good. Rebound, Ogun Banjo back the other way. Adelabu drops it off. Akpan, good pass underneath. And a really nice deuce from Blessing Adesipe. It's now a two-point lead. Taylor drops it to Berger. Over to Harris, and he goes up strong and undercut on the play. A dangerous play as McKinley Harris went up for the right-handed dunk. And underneath him was Adesipe. And he picks up his first foul tonight. And Harris to the charity stripe. And his first one is no good. He is so far scoreless on the ball game. One dribble, spins it, one dribble. Free throws up and rattles in and out. Still looking for his first points of the night. 12-10 your score. Quickly, Gallinaris back the other way. 1-3-1 matchup zone. It's Tawan Hunt back in the game. Almost turns it over as he... Ogun Banjo collects. Now he turns it over. As ball was tipped by Berger and then by Woods. And Woods still has it as he yo-yos it up top. Harris, left side. Back to Thomason. Noah, the lefty, dribbles. Looks for a pick. Now he's going to pull up from three. No good. Rebound, Ogun Banjo. Quickly back the other way. He's got a head of steam picked up by Berger. He's going to step back. Free throw. No good. Rebound by Taylor. Tipped away by Adesipe. Taylor able to collect. Thomason up top. Back cut. Woods, nothing there. Now he drops it down to Harris on the left elbow. Two dribbles, ball tipped away from Ogunbanjo. Both guys on the court. And Harris gets rid of it and trying to dunk it is Adesipe, and he misses. Good job by Taylor to at least flash some defense quickly. Woods for three. Bingo. And quickly a timeout on the court. A 30-second timeout for Jones. As that was a big three by freshman 5'9 guard Steven Woods. Good pass. As assist on the play by McKinley Harris. Diagonal pass to the wide open Woods, who stuck the three. It's now 15-10. Here before the half. An entertaining ball game so far, as both teams have made their own runs. And timeout is over, 4:16 remaining in the half. They're just joining us, late start, as the Taylor bus had trouble getting here. They come in tied for first in the district with Dawson, who they lost to last night. Both teams check in at 4-1 in district. The Horns tied for that fourth and final playoff spot with Elsick, who they lost to last night. Taylor working the motion offense against the 1-3-1. Akpan, power move baseline. And a tough call as Ira Heary came in for the offensive rebound, got a piece of the ball. And the officials indicate off of George Ranch. Akpan inbounds to Ira Heary. Barnes dribble behind his back, and he misses. Rebound, Thomason. And mini break turns into a pull back and set up the half-court offense. Thomason up top. Lions have been in man-to-man most of the night. Thomason, the lefty. Now he's right-handed dribble as they switch underneath. Ball's bobbled and going up with it and missing is Ugo Etufu, as he's just checked in for the first time tonight. Good pass by Thomason. Etufu unable to collect and get the easy layup, as when he bobbled, the Lion defense was able to recover. Gallinari. To Ira Heary, to Akpan, to Gallinari, to Barnes. Up top, top of the key for Gallinari, as he tries to draw a foul, long rebound in the corner, and then throwing it off of Etufu is Victor Ira Heary. Ball out of bounds off the Horns, 2:48 to go in the half, 15-10, your second quarter score. Adelabu will inbounds. Woods backed way off of him, and he finds Akpan on the left angle, and he drops it off, handoff to Adelabu. And the Horns still in a 1-3-1 matchup zone. Drop it to Barnes in the corner. He fakes a three, drops it off. Ball stolen away. Back the other way is Marvis. He dribbles into the paint. The ball's going to be tipped away and off his leg. And out of bounds, another turnover for the Horns, as Odia dribbled into traffic, ball tipped away and off his leg. Back the other way. Adelabu driving is Ogunbanjo, and he will be fouled in the act of shooting. And the foul is on Marvis. That is his third foul unofficially. And to the free throw line is Ogunbanjo, as he looks for his first points of the night. First free throw is up and short. Anytime you see the free throw shooter fade away, it a lot of times does not end well. Listen to Calvin Murphy on that. You stay there, no reason to fade away on a free throw. Ben Taylor checking in for Coach Jones. One bounce, Ogunbanjo short again, rebound. Noah skied up for a good one-handed rebound. And Taylor showing token pressure until they get across half court. Thomason to Woods. Back to Thomason. Back to Woods. Back to Thomason. Again, back to Woods as they make their way, inch their way forward. And a good, again, good team D stolen away from Ogun Banjo. He's going the other way. He's up. He misses the layup. Good defense by Woods to flash across him. And Thomason dribbles into a trap and calls timeout. Good heads-up play by junior 6'2 guard Noah Thomason as he dribbled right into a trap as he crossed the timeline and called a heads-up timeout. A 1:43 remains in the half. Score holding at 15-10. Good, entertaining ball game so far. Taylor comes in averaging 54, almost 55 points a game. They give up 49 a game. George Ranch a shade under 52 points per game scored. They allow 57. So far, those roles are being reversed as both teams are playing good, hard defense. And we've got a total of just 25 points scored by both teams here with 14 minutes off the game clock. Horns ball, side out, right side near half court. Woods gets it, trap, drops it off. Finds Noah in the corner, he had thought about a three. He dribbles back up top. It's Chris Johnson just checking in for Coach Jones. Thomason looking to beat his man off the dribble. He's matched up with Barnes. Pick from Harris. Now they switch. It's Adelabu on Thomason. Again, Harrison. Now they switch back. Barnes back. And we'll do it all over again. As this time Noah gets to his left, pulls up, thought about a jumper. Now he's looking to get rid of it, dumps it off to Harris. Back to Noah. Noah, good pick and roll to Harris. He's got it left angle. Taylor, top of the key, thought about a jumper. Now he's going to dump it off all the way back out near midcourt to Woods. We're under a minute to play. Woods, good left-hand dribble, drops it off. Baseline jumper, way too long. Air ball from Chris Johnson. Rebound collected by Taylor. And back the other way is Adelabu bobbled it. Looked like he may have traveled to Juan Hunt. Thought about a three. He dumps it in the corner to Ira Heary, and they swing it all the way back around. It's Adelabu and Hunt. He drops it three-corner from the wing. No good. Rebound tipped up. Collected by Udalise. And reset. Long three is up, and that is good. As Adelabu, he gets on the board here in the second quarter. Noah looks to answer, and that is no good as he thought he was hit on the arm. And that will make your halftime score 15-13. The horns on top. Good, exciting action right here on GRHS Radio. We will take a quick break, and we will have halftime for you here. Again, your halftime score. George Ranch on top. They lead it 15-13 right here on GRHSiRadio.com.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
And welcome back, Chris Elliott, Longhorn Court, George Ranch High School, as we get set for second half action. Again, your halftime scorer, the Horns lead at 15-13. Leading scorer for the Horns is Stephen Woods. He's got 5. Chris Johnson, 4. Marvis Odia has got 3. 2 points for Thomason, Noah Thomason, and a single point for Ben Taylor. Leading scorer for Coach Durnford and the Lions is Dana Barnes with 5. Adelabu's got 3. Adesipe with 2. And Hugo with 2. Quickly a steal by Stephen Woods and back the other way and up, and a strong move by McKinley Harris as he gets his first bucket of the night. Looked like an and one from this vantage point. No foul on the play. And Ogun Banjo from downtown, no good. Taylor fights for the rebound and loses it as Noah Thomason ends up collecting the loose ball, and back the other way come the Horns with a 4-point lead here early in the second half. Pick and roll with Johnson. Thomason stops, pops, drops it deep for Woods, who is long on the three ball. Rebound by Hugo, and quickly back the other way. Barnes on the pull-up, unable to get the floater to go, and the rebound is going to be tapped out of bounds. Marvis unable to collect the loose ball. And we got a wet spot on the floor as the official is quickly on that. And Terry leading Lamar Consolidated late in that ball game. It's a 3-point lead, 58-55. Tom Tarando is on the call there. He gave me his lofty perch here at Longhorn Court, and that's why I'm calling the game as he calls the other. Terry versus Lamar. Akpan inbounds to Hugo. Pump fake. Defense is there. Rebounds collected by Noah. Back the other way. Crossover. Pulls up just inside the free throw line, and the lefty gets the bounce. Really nice rebound and goes coast to coast. Crossover through the legs. And a deuce. Hugo, Ogun Banjo, Adelabu for 3, off left, ball's tapped, and it's going to be off Taylor and out of bounds. Team rebound for the Horns, and they have possession, and a 6-point lead. Harris drops it off to Noah, who's called for the walk. Again, good pressure all night. This time it was Ogun Banjo and Akpan who put the clamps on Noah Thomason. Tried to pivot out the back door and got called for a walk. It's Akpan. He'll inbound. Barnes pump fakes. Thought about a 3. Dribble is stolen away. It's Johnson. He's back the other way. He drops it off to Woods, who thought about a 3. Kicks it free throw line to Harris. And back to Woods. Thomason fighting for room as Dana Barnes is all in his jersey. Woods just takes his time out top. Taylor in man. He'll drop it off to Johnson. Johnson to Marvis. Marvis is going to get bumped out top and foul on the play as Mike Adelabu picks up his second foul of the night, way away from the cup. And he'll be subbed out in lieu of Xavier Gallinaris. Johnson. He'll inbound it to Marvis. Marvis attacked by Barnes and Akpan. Marvis, Euro step, drops it off and up and no good. Offensive rebound is up and one. McKinley Harris, a working man's three-point play the old-fashioned way as he missed a chippy and then got his own rebound and went up and got hit on the play. Did not see who got the foul call. As Harris is waiting for the ball from the official, who's yucking it up with Akpan about something, or beg your pardon, yeah, Akpan about something. Harris, one dribble, lets it go, short, rebound. Marvis collects. He was the only Longhorn in the free throw lane, and he collects the rebound. And they'll set up shop. Marvis between the legs, looking for a pick. He between the legs again. Pump fake up. Dipsy doing block as Akpan would have nothing of it as he stayed there. And great defense by Akpan. Gallinaris back the other way. Horns 1-3-1 with Woods out top. Ogunbanjo dribbles. Good pressure by Woods over to Gallinaris. Drops it in the corner to Udalisa. Diagonal pass. Stutter step by Ogunbanjo. He goes up. He's going to get hit on the play. He'll shoot two. Looks like that's Johnson on the foul, and it is. That's his first of the night. Horns with an eight-point lead, 5:04 to go in third quarter. And Ogunbanjo still looking for his first points of the night. He missed two free throws back in the second quarter. And his third free throw of the night is no good. Ogunbanjo on the gridiron is a stud. He'll get some looks. He's already, rather, getting looks from schools to play on Saturday. And now he's on the board. As that's the first point of the second half. Pressure. And foul on the play is the Lions were in full court pressure. That's Gallinaris. That's his second of the night. And third team foul already as we're just 3 minutes in. Thomason on the release. Gallinaris checks him. Thomason spins, dribble, tries to dump it off. Intercepted by Barnes and stolen away by Johnson. He yo-yos it up top, or rather swings it up top to Marvis. He dribble drives. Beats his man. The lefty is up and no good as he is fouled on the play. Really nice drive by Marvis Odia. And he's fouled on the play by Blessing Adesipe, his second on the night. Fourth team foul quickly again here, not even just a little over 3 minutes here into the third quarter. And to the line for two free throws is senior 6'3 guard Marvis Odia, and he does not get the roll as it touched a lot of paint and bounced off left. This time, no Horns down low for the rebound. Four of Taylor Lions as Marvis this time does get the roll. 22-14 your score. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Horns been in a 1-3-1 matchup zone. Gallinaris flips it to Ogunbanjo. Back to Gallinaris. Wing three is long. Rebound is tapped and collected by Barnes. Oh, he goes up and he goes in. Barnes has been able to find the range all night as he collects the Adesipe miss. Marvis up and in and one. Really nice scoop move as they quickly get it back. And Marvis goes up and again his first, check that, his second field goal tonight. Beg your pardon. Marvis had a three ball back in the opening stanza. And the and one is no good. And as he has struggled at the charity stripe, quickly back the other way. Horns with an eight-point lead. Gallinaris, left side. He's checked by Woods, who's dotting the eye in the 1-3-1. Diagonal pass to Ogunbanjo. His three is up and no good. And rebound is going to be off Noah. Contested rebound by Josh Akpan. And Noah Thomason unable to collect. And halfway through the third quarter, an eight-point Horns lead. Akpan inbounds to Barnes. Barnes looks like he hurt himself wincing in pain. He swings it up top to Ogun Banjo. Back to Barnes, still wincing. Dribble drive, right side, jumper, no good. Rebound tapped by Thomas and collected by Marvis. Ogun Banjo reached, knocks it loose. Marvis collects, and we're going to have an offensive foul on Marvis Odia. And that is his fourth foul of the night with 11 and a half game clock minutes remaining. And checking in is Ben Taylor. And checking out, of course, is Marvis. He's leading scorer with six. Good balance for Coach Jones. Marvis has six, Woods five, and Johnson, Harris, and Thomason all with four apiece. Back the other way, Adelabu slowly across the timeline. He'll swing it to Hunt. Hunt in the corner. That's Arahiri. He misses. Good rebound and the bump. They will call the foul on Adelabu. That's his third as he contested McKinley Harris on the rebound, who already had the rebound. And Gallinaris will check in for Adelabu. And that is the sixth team foul. And so the next foul, I believe the horns will be in the bonus. Johnson inbounds to Thomas. He's across the timeline to Woods. Harrison trapped, still has a dribble, splits the double team. Floater just inside the free throw line is up, and that is good. Really nice touch by junior guard 6'2", Noah Thomason. He's got six. Gallinaris to Hunt. Woods tips it. Stolen by Harris. Drops it off to Woods. He'll throw up a floater. That's short. Ball's tipped. Woods collects. He's got top of the key. Noah Lefty is three. And a fist pump by Coach Jones. Timeout, Coach Durnford. 29-16. And a good left-handed fist pump by Coach Charlie Jones as the Horns jump out to a 13-point lead with 2:42 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a quick break right here on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
And welcome back. Quarter number three, horns on top, 29-16. As Coach Durnford wanted to talk about it, Noah Thomason with 7 points in the quarter has staked his team to a 13-point lead. Defense, this 1-3-1 zone, has really done a number on the Taylor offense. Gallinaro penetrates, dumps it off, and going up was Adesipe. And the ball is knocked loose. That's McKinley Harris will collect the steal. It's Thomason across to Woods. As the Lions doing a half-court trap, Harris dumps it off to Ben Taylor, up and in with a layup, a beautifully designed play. And it's now 31-16 as the Horns are looking to pull away here in the third quarter. Ogun Banjo penetrates, dumps it off. Ira Heary for three, no good. Taylor with the rebound. He drops it off to Noah. Thomason, left-handed dribble, left side across the timeline. He's checked quickly by Hunt. He's going to get around Hunt. Lefty scoops and recovering late, but getting him on the arm is Tawan Hunt. And he'll pick up his second foul of the night, and shooting two is Noah Thomason. Really nice dribble drive to his left as pressure by Hunt out top of the key, and Noah just went right around him. Lefty, two bounce, free throw, no good. Too many missed free throws for both of these teams so far. Again, no. Coach Jones has nobody down for the rebound. He's vote of confidence in his shooter. Noah spins it, shoots it, misses it. Long. Quickly back the other way. Gallinaris across to Ogunbanjo. He dribble drives. He swings it back to Gallinaris. He right-handed drive. Right-handed floaters. No good. Tipped away. Chris Johnson. He drops it off to Noah's. Pass it up top to Steven Woods, and now Noah will collect. Harris looking to set a pick. Now he'll back off. Taylor staying in man-to-man. They've been that way all night, and pretty much Coach Jones has kept his defense in a 1-3-1 matchup. Taylor has gone to a half-court trap. I beg your pardon. Now, Ira Heary comes out all the way up to the timeline to check. Noah dribble behind his back. Taylor looking to set a pick. Now Noah backs again to half court. Gets by Ira Heary. Now he'll bring it back out to the timeline. Under 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Gets a pick from Taylor. Switch Hunt now on Thomason. And Thomason is getting his dribbling as he gets around. Hunt drops it off. Johnson pump fake. One dribble. And he will reverse the ball out top to Taylor. A very long possession. Woods, right-handed dribble. He steps out. He pops. He drops it. A really nice possession as we're under 15 seconds. Ogunbanjo up top for three and quickly back the other way as Hugo for three under 5 seconds. Harris, ball tapped away, stolen, and full court is going to be no good. A flurry of action at the end of the third quarter. And after three, the Horns on top. They jump out to a 14-point lead, 33-19 your score. We'll take a break and come back with the final quarter right here on GRHSiRadio.com.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
About set for quarter number four. Horns will have possession to get things underway here. 33-19 your score. As the Horns outscore the Lions 18-6 in the third quarter. Turnover to start things off. Adelabu back the other way, drops it off to Akpan. Adelabu 4 feet behind the three-point line, pump fake. And again in a 1-3-1 zone, this time it's Chris Johnson dotting the eye. Adelabu gets up in no man's land. He's able to dump it off to Ogunbanjo. Diagonal pass to Barnes behind the back, up and in. Barnes has had the touch all night as he's their leading scorer with nine. Quickly back the other way, Taylor. Drops it off to Woods. Pull-up jumper, left side, bingo. Immediate answer for Coach Jones and the Longhorns. Ogunbanjo dribbles right by Taylor. Double pumps, gets his own rebound. Ball tipped away in the paint. Ogunbanjo up, off the glass, no good. And scraping the rebound away is sophomore Ben Taylor. And Noah will come back the other way. He's checked up high by Akpan. Diagonal pass in the corner to McKinley. Baseline drive. He dumps it off across court to Woods. No good. Rebound. Barnes collects. Dumps it to Adelabu. Back to Barnes on the left wing. Crossover. Pull up and good. Barnes, a quick four-point spurt for the Lions and a quick timeout. A 30-second timeout. We will keep it here. Barnes now has 11 of the 23 Lion points. Leading the Horns is Thomason junior 6'2 guard Noah Thomason has 9 points. Marvis with 6. He is struggling on the bench with 4 fouls. I beg your pardon. 9 points. Freshman guard Stephen Woods with 9. He's the only Longhorn to score in every quarter. And a 30-second timeout goes quick. 35-23, 12-point Longhorn lead. 6:41 to go in the ballgame. Horns need this district victory as they're tied for that fourth and final 23-6A playoff spot with the team they got thumped by last night, Alief Elsick. Class of 89, Elsick, for yours truly here. Inbound pass again, hotly contested by this pressure defense as Ogun Banjo tips it away from Marvis. Again on the court here with 6.5 to go with 4 fouls. Harris finds Woods. Back to Harris. Again, good pressure. Now it's Noah. He's got it down the middle. He dribbled, dumps it off to Taylor. Easy layup. Great job by Ben Taylor being in the right place at the right time, and good distribution by Noah Thomason as he has led his team here in the second half with good offensive play. Barnes in the corner, out top. Ogun Banjo, deep three, got it. It's a big three for Coach Durnford, and they go into this pressure defense. Woods, 2 dribbles to Taylor, now to Marvis. Long three, got it. That's how you bounce back and answer. Ogun Banjo sticks one, and a really nice job of breaking the press, and Marvis Odia strokes a beautiful left angle three, nothing but net. Down low, Hugo dumps it off, and one, Ogun Banjo. As he's come alive here in the second half, he's got 6 and a free throw upcoming. Really nice pass by Jaden Hugo, 6'2 senior forward. Ogun Banjo again misses, rebound tipped. Marvis has it. Dumps it off to Woods as they try to do something quick. Down to Noah. Uncontested left-handed layup from the right side is up and in. And a quick timeout for Coach Jones as he wants to collect his thoughts. That's 11 for Noah. 42-28. George Ranch averaging just under 52 points per contest through 21 ball games so far. And they're just 10 points away from that right now, and they have a 14-point lead. Dawson defeated these Taylor Lions last night, giving them their first district loss on the season. Those two are tied atop District 23-6A at 4-1 district mark. Dawson would hold the tiebreak, as does Elsick, over these Longhorns for that fourth and final spot. Hastings sitting somewhat comfortably at 3-2 in third place. And I believe Hastings plays Dawson tonight, so perhaps not too comfortably, as Dawson is in first place and would push Hastings back tied with the winner of this ball game here at 3-3 in third place in district. So a big ball game for playoff aspirations, both teams. Here come the Lions. Adelabu swings in the corner, and checking for the first time tonight is Zach Abdi. Abdi on the left angle. Where's number 2? He dumps it down to Hugo. Back up top to Adelabu. And Irahiri loses control. Ball's on the ground. And jump ball as Ben Taylor got his big mid in there. And possession is going to stay with Taylor. Position arrow switching over. Next jump ball will be the Horns. Akpan, it will inbound it. He's looking for Hugo. Nobody there. Long inbound pass to Irahiri in the backcourt. He collects. He Euro steps in the lane. Off the window. In and out. Good big time rebound for Noah Thomason. As he was in there with the big fellas, and he went up and skied for the rebound. He's got it across the timeline. He tells Ben Taylor to back off from a pick. He's checked by Hugo. Now Thomason kind of backs himself into a corner, gets around his man, pulls up in the lane, blocked. And we got a walk called. Far side official must have saw some shuffling of the feet as it looked like a two-hand floater from Thomason. And to no avail as the turnover Thomason. That's the Horns' ninth of the ball game. Abdi, left side, up top to Adelabu, to Arahiri. He's checked by Noah. A 1-3-1 zone still. This time it's Woods dotting the I. He's crashing down on Abdi, left side. They swing it all the way around. Arahiri, back to Adelabu, back to Abdi. Jab step, dribbles left. Nothing there. Good D by the Horns. Adelabu goes right-handed dribble. Thomason almost with a steal. Abdi, quick three, way off the mark. Rebound. Akpan up, no good. Tap up, no good. And stepping out of bounds with the rebound is Arahiri. A multiple shot possession for the Taylor Lions, and they come up empty. Inbounds is Harris. He doesn't find Marvis, and it's going to be off the Lions, fortunately. It looked like it went right off of Odia's hands. Instead, they call a tipped pass by Taylor. Score holding at 42-28, 3:48 to go in the ball game. And the Lion fans are agreeing with me. And the official is finding it necessary to talk to the parents. It's not something you see very often. Marvis on the dribble. And he's going to be bumped in the backcourt. And Adelabu's close to getting himself a technical foul, as there was definitely contact. And he didn't like the call. And that's his fourth of the night. And in the bonus are the Longhorns, and Marvis will go to the stripe for a 1-1. He's missed his only two free throws of the night. 3:46, Gallinaris checks in. Adelabu checks out with those four fouls. Marvis, right toe on the line, first free throw is up and good. Always huge to get that front end of the 1-1. Otherwise, the foul goes for naught. Marvis, second free throw is good. Two big free throws, puts his team up 16 with just about three and a half to go. Gallinaris. Now, the Horns in a 2-3 zone. Left side, three-pointer is no good. Big-time rebound by Marvis as he snatches it. And off the dribble, Udalisa was the three-pointer attempt for the Lions, and he came up empty. Ogunbanjo checks Marvis. Switch to Juan Hunt. Marvis has got the right-hand dribble around his man. Up and in. Marvis, tough to stop when he gets that right-handed dribble. It's now 46-28, and the Horns are looking good tonight. Diagonal pass. Abdi. Jab step, loses control. Marvis collects the turnover. Good team defense for the Horns, and Marvis will inch it across the timeline. He's looking for a pick from Ben Taylor. Now they switch it. It's Hunt on Marvis. And Marvis goes to his left, slips down, ball's loose. Collected by Gallinaris, the sophomore, back the other way. He wears number 10, dumps it off left angle to Ogunbanjo. Cross-court pass to Barnes, who is just crafty, and he gets it up, and he's going to get a foul. And that's on Ben Taylor, and that will be two shots for Barnes. He just finds a knack to score the basketball. He's got 4 points in the quarter, 11 on the game. His first free throw is up and short. Not a free throw exhibition tonight, as both teams, in my estimation, are under 50% from the charity stripe. Barnes, second one, strong. Big rebound by Big Ben, no good. And Noah takes his time as we creep up on the two-minute mark in the ball game, a 46-28 Horns lead. Noah yo-yos it. No pressure from Gallinaris. As Coach Dernford, now Gallinaris will come out. Noah will swing it across to Marvis. Pressure defense by Ogun Banjo. And Marvis gets around him. Timeout by Coach Jones as he thought perhaps that Marvis was going to get a five-second call against him. And that's a full timeout, I believe. We'll keep it here for the moment. And check that. We'll take a quick break. 46-28, Horns on top right here on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoes, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
And back with you on GRHS iRadio. A minute 56 to go in the ball game. The Horns have put together a very quality outing. And they have dominated this second half. Harris inbounds to Marvis. All sorts of contact. And they call a travel. And Coach Jones is barking at Marvis to get rid of the ball. A lot of contact. As Arahiri and Adesipe, who cranks up a long, or rather a corner three, long on the shot, air ball, Marvis gets the rebound, and he's got it across the timeline with 90 seconds to go. Abdi checking Odia, picked by Ben Taylor. Marvis drops it off to Noah. Spin move, left-handed dribble, and good defense is stolen away by Hunt. He drops it off to Gallinaris, who's across the timeline. Good transition D. Arahiri, long three, stuck it. Minute and 11 to go. Across the timeline, good job breaking the press. Noah Thomason drops it off to Marvis, back to Noah, who checked by Arahiri up top. Looks like he was trying to commit a foul. Adesipe checking Noah. Taylor trying to give him a pick behind the back for Thomason as they just look to just work the clock. Marvis jab step on Abdi. Nothing doing there. Good pick by Taylor. Marvis gets around him. Left-handed layup is up and off the front iron. Probably his easiest shot of the night. We're under 30 seconds. Diagonal pass, Gallinaris to Abdi, just barely grazes the iron. And the rebound is collected by Harris, and Woods will get it across the timeline. And barring a foul, the Horns don't have to shoot. And pressure as Odia will break it, drop it in the corner to Noah. Nobody there. Taylor has already left the court here. 3-2-1, and that's your ball game, folks. And the Horns pick up a huge district victory here at home. 46-31, your final. They move to 3-3 in district play. Taylor dropping to 2-4 in district play. And let's get you some totals. Total points, Noah Thomason, he ends with 11. Steven Woods with 9. Leading scorer, I beg your pardon, Marvis Odia. He puts 6 points on the board here in the fourth quarter, and he's the leading scorer for Coach Jones and company. Ben Taylor will add 5. Chris Johnson's got 4. Dana Barnes on the other side, he's leads the Lions with 11. Ogun Banjo with 6 points all in the second half. Jaden Hugo with 5. 2 points for Blessing Adesipe and Mike Adelabu with 3. And I beg your pardon, Gallinaris had 1 point. And I believe I'm missing a 3 from somebody there late for the Taylor Lions. And back with you to wrap this one up. Again, your final score, the Horns win it 46-31, your final. A really nice ball game by Noah Thomason and Marvis Odia, especially in that second half, as they put together an impressive performance on the offensive side of the ball. Good team defense, holding a team that averages just under 55 points a game to just 31 points, and moving into a 3-3 district record. And depending on the Dawson-Hastings game tonight, if Dawson wins, there'll be a third-place tie between the Horns and the Fighting Bears from A-Leaf Hastings. For Tom Tarando and the rest of the GRHSI radio crew, my name is Chris Elliott. Wrapping this one up, check your GRHS Twitter and listings for next games coming up as we wind down district play and move into the postseason. Once again, the Horns win it by 15, 46-31. Good night, everybody.